In a world in which the prevailing attitude is to dress, act, and treat others in an undignified manner, how can we maintain the dignity that Jehovah has conferred upon His creation? Please give Brother Patrick Henry from the Oso Bay Congregation in Corpus Christi your attention as he presents the discourse entitled, Manifest Christian Dignity at All Times.
Most everyone here today has planned for days or even weeks for this most special event in our lives. We count it as an opportunity to worship Jehovah in the congregated throngs. No doubt you arranged to wear your very best. Some, I heard, even went shopping to get ready for this convention. Now, why did you do that? Was it to impress your friends? Let's hope not. Rather, it was to be sure to present yourself for worship in such a way as to dignify our God. The song that we just sang used the term dignity. It says that we have a ministry so sacred, we desire to dignify. Well, dignity is defined as the quality of being esteemed, honored, or worthy, stately reserve in appearance or demeanor. Revelation chapter 4, verse 11 says, You are worthy, Jehovah, even our God, to receive the glory and the honor. That's what dignity is all about. Jehovah is the supreme source of dignity. He is the most dignified personage in the entire universe. We can verify that with the 8th Psalm. Let's take our Bibles there together. Psalm number 8. And we'll read together verse 1. Psalm 8 verse 1 states, O Jehovah our Lord, how majestic your name is in all the earth. You whose dignity is recounted above the heavens. Yes, He inspires awe and reverential feelings within intelligent and God-fearing beings. In fact, He's conferred a measure of dignity upon others, such as His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, and even upon humans who represent Him in sacred service here on the earth. Moses was instructed by Jehovah to put some of his dignity upon his faithful servant Joshua when he was installed as Moses' replacement, mentioned there in Numbers chapter 27. Back in Genesis 1:27, it says that we're made in God's image. Therefore, all of us too have a capacity for dignity. Now the question is, do we manifest it daily? Particularly should servants of God bearing His name stand in awe of Jehovah's majesty and display Christian dignity. God's servants manifest dignity particularly in worship. You see, the Bible indicates that special attention should be given to manifesting dignity when approaching Jehovah in worship. True worship today takes place in the great spiritual temple. Now, in just a few minutes, we're going to define that for all of us, what it is, and what constitutes acceptable worship there. But first, let's note how to approach Jehovah in worship at that spiritual temple. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse number 1, has that for us. Follow me there to Ecclesiastes 5, verse 1. There it reads, Guard your feet whenever you go to the house of the true God. And let there be a drawing near to hear, rather than to give a sacrifice, as the stupid one does. For they are not aware of doing what is bad. That indicates that we must guard our feet when going to the house of worship. Moses was commanded to remove his sandals when coming to a holy place as a gesture of respect or reverence for Jehovah. That account is there in Exodus chapter 3 and verse 5 about that fiery thorn bush where Moses approached and was told that he was on holy ground. At Exodus chapter 28, verses 42 and 43, the Israelite priests were obliged to wear linen underwear to cover their naked flesh. You see, that requirement prevented indecent exposure when they served at Jehovah's altar. It's interesting that the priest's family was also to uphold the dignity due the priest's office. Now, what modern-day parallel could you think of that compares to that? Well, what about the servants and their families in your own congregation? Wouldn't you expect that they would all manifest the same level of dignity that their respective positions in the congregation demand? Yes, we would. You see, these principles, clean conduct, and modest attire and grooming guide us in our worship today in that great spiritual temple, which is Jehovah's modern-day arrangement for pure worship. Now, the second way that God's servants manifest dignity is through their whole-souled service. Remember again the song? That service that's so sacred, we desire to dignify. Both the anointed and the other sheep are constantly aware of their distinguished place of worship. According to Revelation chapter 7 and verse 15, we render sacred service day and night in His temple. The footnote there explains how sacred is this area. It's called a place of divine habitation. Like Moses there at the burning bush, it's hallowed ground, and it's worthy of our utmost respect and dignity. Yes, Jehovah has given all true Christians a dignified place in His great spiritual temple. So whatever form of sacred service we're involved in is counted to us as worship by Jehovah. Think of that. Whatever form of sacred service we're involved in is counted to us as worship by Jehovah. Hence, the great crowd in the courtyard of Jehovah's temple are described as being dressed in white robes. And that's significant of their clean standing before God's throne. That is, in God's sight, Jehovah is taking notice of our worship. So then our appreciation for the honor and privilege to serve the Supreme Sovereign of the universe should move us to manifest dignity while rendering sacred service day and night. That's especially important at congregation meetings, at assemblies, and conventions like this one, as well as in the field ministry. Never would we want to do anything that could call into question the dignity of our position in this arrangement or possibly bring reproach on Jehovah's great name. Because the great spiritual temple is not a specific place on earth, but this arrangement for acceptable worship that we render at all times, we strive to manifest Christian dignity then at all times. Now, this should be evident in two primary areas. Number one, it should be evident in our conduct and demeanor. And number two, it should be evident in our dress and grooming. Previous parts made that very clear, didn't they? Concerning our conduct, we would never want to do anything that could cause any question in anyone's mind as to who we represent. Nor should our dress and grooming. There at 1 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, and verse number 9, Jesus Himself said that we are a theatrical spectacle to the world. The world notices who we are. They know who Jehovah's Witnesses are. They know what to expect of Jehovah's Witnesses. They're paying attention to our conduct, to our dress and grooming, and drawing conclusions based upon that. So then, Christian dignity is therefore required of us at all times. You see, we must present ourselves as those professing to reverence God, At 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 9 and 10, it shows why this is of the utmost importance. Let's consider that together. 1 Timothy chapter 2, and look with me there, verses 9 and 10. 1 Timothy 2, 9 says, "Likewise, I desire the women to adorn themselves in well-arranged dress with modesty and soundness of mind, not with styles of hair braiding and gold or pearls or very expensive garb, but in the way that befits women professing to reverence God, namely through good works." So brothers and sisters, as true Christians, we manifest such dignity because of proper fear of Jehovah. Hence our dress should not be provocative or revealing. We would avoid drawing improper attention to the human body. Remember at last year's convention, you may remember that little poem that the brother gave us to illustrate the importance of recognizing who we represent and how we do that, especially for sisters. He made this little poem. He said, "If it's too low, let it go. If it's too high, say goodbye. If it's too tight, it's just not right." I'm happy to report I kind of did a survey here over the last couple of days, and I noticed you brothers dress and grooming, you sisters as well. And I'm happy to report you look marvelous. It's really a credit to our God Jehovah. But now here are some questions to consider. All of us think about this before wearing or purchasing a garment. If it's a dress or a skirt, what about the length, the cut? Is it modest, appropriate, and dignified, or is it tight-fitting, provocative, or sloppy? Most importantly, ask yourself, will my wearing this garment give any cause for stumbling? You see, our personal appearance should always reflect a reverence and honorable attitude by covering the body. Remember, we're Christians and ministers 24 hours a day. Therefore, having Christian dignity, we reject any fashioning by the world. Now, let me explain what fashioning by the world is. In fact, the scripture at Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, uses that very thought. Let's take that in our Bibles together. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Romans 12, 1 says, Paul entreats the brothers. He says, "Consequently, I entreat you by the compassions of God, brothers, to present your bodies a sacrifice, living, holy, acceptable to God, a sacred service with your power of reason, and quit being fashioned after this system of things, but be transformed by making your mind over, that you may prove to yourselves the good and acceptable and perfect will of God." You see, as true Christians, we manifest such dignity because of proper fear of Jehovah. Therefore, our dress should not be provocative or revealing. We avoid drawing improper attention to ourselves. We do not allow the world to dictate our style of dress or grooming, because as 1 John chapter 2 and verse 17 says, "This world is passing away, but he that does the will of God remains forever." Friends, it's God's will today that we present ourselves for service and worship at His spiritual temple in a way that is acceptable to our God. We can only do that if we manifest Christian dignity at all times. To further illustrate the point, we have with us two examples of what it means to comport ourselves with dignity. One is young in years, the other young at heart. First, we're going to speak with Brother Nathaniel Canales. He's an 18-year-old high school graduate. He's from the Bronner Parkway Congregation in Corpus Christi, and he has several service privileges in the congregation as well. He's a Watchtower reader and the Auxiliary Pioneer several times each year. During his school years, he was known by his classmates as one of Jehovah's Witnesses. Now, that's important. Let's ask Brother Canales, how were you able to conduct yourself in a dignified way while in school?
Well, I stood out because of my daily conduct. I was a very comical person, and I liked to clown around from time to time, but I knew when to stop, how to treat my teachers and fellow classmates with respect. And in situations both in and out of school, I handled myself with others with decency and tact, not only relying on my parents, but also relying on myself to stand up for the truth.
Now, why was that important to you?
Well, it was important to me because of what my parents had taught me, but most importantly, how Jehovah would view me. I wasn't perfect and I had made mistakes sometimes, but I appreciate that a witness used my conduct or conducting myself in a respectful way and courteous way made teachers and other school officials look at me and trust me more, providing a witness by my personal conduct. As a result, I got to experience many different privileges not open to all students.
Now, what impression do you think that your conduct and dress in school has had on others?
Well, I hope it had a good impression. I know one, a classmate at hand named John, who had been a classmate of mine since around kindergarten. He had come to a couple of my parts in the Theocratic Ministry School, and I was also able to place some of our publications with him. Through the years, he commended me for my faith and conduct. We had many discussions about my faith, and when times when schoolmates talked about witnesses in a negative or degrading way, he would defend the truth. He ran into my parents a couple of months ago, and they told him about my auxiliary pioneering and my joining the Theocratic Building Projects. Later on, I ran into him, and he commended me on what I was doing with my life.
Thank you very much, Brother Canales. Now we're going to speak with Sister Joan Hutchison. She's a regular pioneer from the Airport Congregation Corpus Christi. And Sister Hutchison has been in some form of full-time service for the past 31 years. For 7.5 of those years, she served as a missionary in Nicaragua, and the balance as a special and regular pioneer. Sister Hutchison, I've often wondered who it was that set that first example for you in dress and grooming.
I would have to say it was my family. I'm very privileged to have been born a fifth-generation witness. So as a very little girl, I remember my great-grandmother either going to the meeting or going in service. She would have on a hat and gloves and be very neatly dressed, and it made such an impression on me. Then later my grandmother, and now my mother, she has just finished 55 years as a regular pioneer, and she's always nicely dressed.
Yes, she is. Now, how is it that you're able to comport yourself with style and grace on a hot, dusty quick build and as well in the field activity?
Well, growing up, I was always told, remember, as Jehovah's Witnesses, we represent the sovereign of the universe. So whenever I choose what I'm going to wear or my conduct, I remember those words. So at a quick build, it's a construction site. We have to dress appropriately, but we are being observed. There are neighbors, passers-by, even on the site, inspectors, delivery men. And so we're always aware of our conduct and how we're dressed.
Now, why is it important to make that effort?
Well, it's important because people judge our message by what they see in us. We're very well known in the community. So even at casual times when we're shopping at the supermarket or at the mall, I'll recognize people that I talk to in the territory, or I'll catch someone's eye and sense that they recognize me. So I'm always aware of my conduct in grooming.
And so what impression do you think that serving Jehovah in dignity conveys?
Well, it enhances our message. Recently, a Bible student attended Memorial, and when I asked her how she enjoyed it, the very first thing she said was, you know, I sat next to a little boy. He was dressed in a suit and a tie, and he looked up every scripture. That was her first impression. And then later we talked about the content of the meeting. But that reminded me of how important our conduct and grooming are.
Thank you both very much. So, brothers and sisters, let us always present ourselves in a way acceptable to God and continually reflect that we serve Jehovah, the God of dignity. Jesus Christ said, he that has seen me has seen the Father also. Yes, Jesus himself perfectly reflected Jehovah's dignity. So then let us copy that perfect example in being dignified at all times. And there are modern day models of proper dress and grooming in the pages of our literature provided to us by the faithful and discreet slave. Pictures of how our brothers and sisters dress in service as well as in recreational activities. You see, manifesting dignity at all times is important because Jehovah's name is involved, His dignity is at stake, and our deliverance is at stake. So comporting ourselves according to Jehovah's dignity glorifies our God Jehovah. Let us always then reflect deep respect for the one clothed with dignity, for His worship, and for our fellow worshipers.